Margaret Atwood's The Penelopeiad at City Garage, reviewed and recorded by Tracy Palio, Gia on the Move. As feminist icon Margaret Atwood's literary voice is currently being banned in schools and libraries by Republican-led states all over the country, conducting systematic repression of women and girls, I felt almost a duty to attend her play. In the last decade, Atwood's stories, images, and ideas, specifically her spectacularly known book, The Handmaid's Tale, thanks in large part to the Netflix TV series, have gravitated to the forefront of American politics and have become a battle cry for girls being deprived of their very womanhood, and simultaneously, in some instances, a blueprint for their powerful oppressors. Either way, Atwood's The Penelopeiad, presented by City Garage, is an accessible and handsomely fashioned theatrical production that, more than ever, purely needs to be heard. This pragmatic yet painful retelling of the Odyssey is shifted into the voice of Odysseus's wife, Penelope, and her 12 faithful maids. While Odysseus is off fighting pointless wars and aptly fantasizing, like every other man of Greece and beyond, about her cousin, Helen of Troy, it is actually Penelope who strategically and craftily holds the kingdom of Ithaca together. Penelope has emerged from the isolation of death similarly as she had been in life to set the record straight by recounting the story we know with other facts that have never been discussed. For 20 years, Penelope raises a son that doesn't seem too much like his mother, has no memory of his father, and who would be in peril should she remarry. She quells vicious sexual rumors that could rupture her public authority, while privately defending her own wisdom and turf against her husband's overbearing mother and bossy nurse. Meanwhile, she must devise a plan to prevent her suitors, the brutal Ithacan nobility, from forcefully taking the country for themselves in the king's absence. In order to do this, she secretly employs her youngest, most beauteous and loyal servants to keep the palace's unwelcomed occupants busy and befuddled as she weaves and unweaves her father-in-law's pretended burial shroud. And she specifically instructs them that under no circumstances are they to tell anyone of their plans. But secrets have a cost, and it is the maids who pay the highest, most unjust price for their loyalty in slavery, rape, and execution, also in part because of an old woman's jealousy. In the Penelopeiad, it is the women who finally illuminate the actual tragedy of Homer's epic. In this version, Odysseus is definitively laid bare as not only a cagey warrior and a villainous liar as the Romans believed him to be, but a brutal king and callous husband who shows neither mercy nor remorse for abandoning his wife and child for sex and glory, or ordering the barbarous death of innocents to merely uphold his own golden reputation. Atwood's The Penelopeiad addresses so much trauma the women face in their world of patriarchal rule that demands obedience, purity, female hypersexualization, ritual violation, and injurious, deep-throated silence. And like many modern social movements that parallel its topics, her story exposes class and gender divisions and challenges Odysseus's glorification as a hero through the lenses of societal norms that subjugate women by sex, violence, and censorship. In all of this, City Garage's iteration displays a thoroughly sensitive understanding of the text and sentiment, Penelope's private and public struggles, and the plight of her abused maids. And it sends Atwood's story on an intensely raw, epic journey of its own worthy of remembrance for all time. The production is so well endowed and so achingly, ungratuitously presented, giving voice to the other side of a previously partisan narrative. Ultimately, the Penelopeiad breathes life and believability into the women of this tale who have long been ignored.